Ladies, gentlemen, gentle people, gentle gender fluids, gentle undecideds, whoever you are, whatever you are, wherever you are, excuse me, whatever piece of space and time continuum that you currently occupy, welcome to episode 36 of Apologies Up Front. I'm your host. I'm currently at the end of a cold, the rear end of a cold. For legal reasons, you'll have to call me Kigo. I'm coming to you live from traffic. It is Wednesday morning. I have to go and meet a client. It sounds very sexy, but it's not. And so I have to drive. So it's very, very exciting. But I hope you're well. I hope the sun is shining in you, on you, and around you. I haven't spoken to you in a little while. I'm trying to think if there's been any news while I try and not cause crashes. I hate the mornings. Oh my God. People just forget either how to interact with humans or drive in the mornings. And I get it, like no one likes getting out of bed. I don't think anyone normal enjoys that. You know, even though you go on Instagram and you read about it, up at 4 a.m. for a run. No, you're not. You're only doing that because you're running from something. You're running from regret. That's what you're running from. You're not running for your health. So yeah, no one likes getting up, whether it's 4 in the morning, 7 in the morning, or anything in between there. Unless you're on holidays, that's a different thing. But what's been going on? So last week, this day last week, I left for, or maybe tomorrow last week, I can't remember. Time has lost all meaning. You know yourselves. I went to Liverpool for 2 days of gigs, and it was insane. Just absolutely amazing. So, a couple of gigs in the Hot Water Comedy Club. So it was a Thursday because it was football on, right? So the plane is packed. Storm, whatever they called the storm last week, was flying around the place. So it was very windy. Everything was delayed. So I think I was due to take off at 20 past two, I think. Ended up getting on the plane at 20 past three. And then we're told, listen, we're left waiting for an hour. And then we're told Dublin Airport has shut down the airport for an hour because of the storm. All right, okay. Plenty of time. Everyone's still got plenty of time to go to the match. And then it kind of creeps on and on and on. And we're getting kind of 5 o'clock, quarter past five, half five. And people just start going, right, that's it, I'm leaving the plane. And then it was real kind of everyone turning on that person. You're very selfish. We're losing our place in the queue. It was very funny. I was sitting in seat 2C, so I could see it all. And people are leaving. And then all of a sudden, like grown men started fighting. Like, well, you know, people who think they can fight, start to fight, they can't really fight, but that kind of thing. But in a really in the aisle way of a Ryanair flight. So it's like, you know, there's no space anyway. So it's very funny. But it was mostly revolving around people giving out about other people using bad language in front of their kids, but using a bad word as a full stop. So it's very funny. Like my opening of the gig was just reenacting this fight. Obviously not going to reenact it, but like there were two fellas, you know, overweight. Jeez, you can't say it anymore. Listen, they were fat. They're letting themselves go, and that race has been run. But they can't walk facing each other up the aisleway. That's the type of shape they were, and so they start talking. Fuck you, don't you curse in front of my child. Don't you curse in front of my child. You absolute cunt. It was very, very funny. I started laughing. But they did start grabbing and pushing each other, and there were people getting upset on the plane. So to break up two old fat men fighting on a plane before we even took off. So we took off just after six. Landed in Liverpool, and then like landed like Ryanair. We landed like a dart. We just skidded in and he pulled the handbrake. That's the type of flight it was. So we get off the plane, roll out, jump in an Uber, which is a interesting way of working. It's, I don't know, I assume it's an unregulated free now, I'm guessing, but I don't really know. So yeah, that's kind of, did that go, I got to the venue on Hardman Street, Hot Water Comedy Club, right? And I'm walking up there from where I was dropped off, and out front I see a Ferrari. I go, all right, the big man's in the house. So I walk in, down the stairs, make friends with security, say hello to everyone, and there he is, Paul Smith is there. And it's like, oh, how are you? Jesus, brilliant. Very cool. Like, it's a bit like, I remember when my old man met Sean Connery years ago, and he said you could smell the money off, you could smell the money off Paul Smith. Like, he looked like he slept well. You know what I mean? There's no stress on his mind. But he was there with his kid and his dog, and who else was on? Dame O'Clark was on for the weekend, and a couple of other guys. Alan Cochrane, who's brilliant. He was the MC, and I was walking in after looking at the lineup again, and I was going, I know him, I know him, I know him. And if you go and Google him, Alan, Alun Cochrane, Cochrane. I know it sounds like I'm saying Alan Cochrane. I'm not, it's just I have a cold. He's been on everything, Mock the Week, 10 Cat, all this sort of stuff. So that's where you recognize him from. But he's a brilliant MC. Place was jam-packed, 250 people in a basement in Liverpool, up for the crack. Like, it was so much fun. There was no. And they're spoilt there because of Paul Smith and Troy Hawk and all these kind of guys who are obviously either have smashed through or are breaking through now. I think John Bishop was there recently as well, just working on some new stuff. It's just brilliant. But they're not kind of up themselves. They're ready for a bit of fun. I don't know how Liverpool is treated in general from the UK government, but it's they kind of have this insular thing. And if you're in, you're in, which was great. But I got up there, I arrived, and then kind of 5 minutes later, I was on, and just ran through it. You know, what did we do? It's 17 minutes or something like that. And it was just exactly what the soul needs. You're looking into people's eyes, and they're all present. They're having fun. No one's on the phone. Everyone's interacting. Even the heckles were nice. There's. The thing that I had forgotten, excuse me, was that you don't leave gaps like I just did there in that previous sentence. When you're in Liverpool, excuse me, you keep going, and there's kind of a pause and a punchline in a couple of my in one of my bits, and so this lady in the front row thought that was her moment to get involved. So we had a bit of banter back and forth, a bit of banter with her husband beside her, and it was great. It was absolutely fantastic. It was a proper pro night. Like, everyone was, you know, fully professional. So it's great, really life affirming, really good. Like, that room would melt people. That would really, you would see people just wither and die, a bit like the Columbia Bar in Mullingar, which is where I'll be headlining on Friday. But no, Liverpool was great. Liverpool itself as a city is great. It's well worth your time. It's only 40 minutes away. Not about football. I'm not a football guy, but just great. The only problem is, and it's a bit sad, there's a huge homeless problem. I don't know if that's the UK in general. Far, far worse than here, which is a bit sad, but there you go. But yeah, it was good. Damo was there. So after the gig, Damo and I went and had a pizza. Flew, had to fly 45 minutes to get a chat with Damo, but that was good crack. Always good fun to see him. And then came back. And what did we do? My sister turned 40 on Saturday. Now, I don't know if you've got kind of younger brothers or sisters, but they're always your little brother, your little sister, no matter what. Like, you know what I mean? Even if they're fully formed, fully capable of taking care of themselves, which my sister has been since the age of 4. There's that shock. Holy Jesus, if she's 40 and I'm older than her, I know I keep saying I'm 42, but I say in jest because, like, I still train, I've still got a little bit of energy, I'm still useful, I still have 3.5 visible abs. But you know what I mean? I don't really feel like I'm 42 until I'm at my sister's 40th birthday. And then I felt 82. So I dropped in there for a wee bit of, as the cold was starting to hit in the house. So I kind of said, look, we'll head over for a wee bit. And it was only a few hours, a couple hours. And just, there was a thirst on me. I don't know. Maybe I had a tapeworm or something. I don't know. I must have put away five bottles of Heineken or something, which is weird. Like I'm not a Heineken fan unless it's like very, very cold. And if it's very cold Heineken, I am in it to win it. You know what I mean? But yeah, it was that was great fun. Came home, and then what's been going on? Just getting planned for October 13th. Tickets are selling fast. We're kind of 2/3 gone now, which is great. So if you do fancy popping along, KegoLaughs.com is where the tickets are. You'll see it there, flashing at the top of the page. Click that, and it'll bring you to the Eventbrite. And if you use Confuse at the checkout, there's a little discount there. And it'd be great to fill the room up. There's only kind of what 9 more tickets to go. So I've been working on that, and then on Friday I'm out in Mullingar. Which is a risky thing because similar to Liverpool, like Mullingar could ruin everything. It's a beautiful place. The people are beautifully insane, but they're insane. And if you're trying to actually, perform fully, it'll throw you off. Now I've seen it kill people. So it's kind of a putting the information, the material to the test. So headlining the show there on Friday, and then on Sunday back in the International for comedy improv, just to keep that going, because that was, it's too much fun. There's no pressure really, because the organizers put the comedians as jokers, which is the improv part, which is fine. What were we doing last week, last time? Oh, the Greek gods thing. I was telling you about that, Dionysus. And I found a box of Viagra somewhere, I don't know where. And I used that because Dionysus is the god of fertility. But at my age, it's more like the god of infertility. But instead of selling drugs, I sell Viagra. It was good crack. So yeah, doing that. And then next week, I'm in Barru on Thursday just to kind of spread the word ahead of Friday and keep my brain moving. And then Friday's the big day, and then it's a little bit of a break then until I'm up north again, early November, which would be good. Just to keep moving, once we kind of get towards Christmas, it may slow down a wee bit because I'll have to do Christmas shopping. But what else has been, like, there's been nothing really going on. A lot of weird stuff going on in terms of. You kind of feel social media ramping up the bullshit again recently. Like, there was the thing recently about a study finds that if you listen to Joe Rogan, you're less attractive. I think, no. Like, you don't know what's in your partner's podcast library. That's not, no one's been asked that in a survey. It's just trying to rile people up on purpose, all this sort of stuff. There was something else recently that I was listening to on another podcast. It's like 10 things to show you're in a relationship with a weak man. You kind of go like, what's the whole point of that thing? Because a lot of times, do you remember when your mum or your dad or your teachers back in the day would tell you, if you don't have anything nice to say nothing? So if your fella is in an argument with you, not an argument, but you're getting out, and the potential for an argument is there, and he's not saying anything, it's not because he has nothing to say. It's because he doesn't want to get into an argument. That's it. Like, that's not a weak man. That's actually a strong man because it's easier to get into an argument. But there was a few of them like that are weird and kind of non-gender specific, which I guess That's the whole point, isn't it? Nowadays, I sound like a granddad. But like, you can't turn around and say you're in a relationship with a weak man because you don't know. Is he identifying as a man or a woman or what? I'm not saying what is a gender. Oh my goodness, I can't laugh. I'm not saying what is a gender. I'm saying what is he identifying as. But all these kind of, you're in a relationship with a weak man if he's passive aggressive, if he's mean to waiters, if he's quiet in an argument. All this sort of weird stuff. It's like the drug ads in America. And we're going to America in a few weeks. And the one thing I'm looking forward to is seeing all the ads for the drugs on TV, where they list your symptoms. They list everything. You know what I mean? Like, do you have 2 feet, a brain, and vision? Yes, I do. Well, you should try this drug. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. But I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm just really tired. I'm going in to meet a client. Not in a Julia Roberts kind of way. And so I have to see if I'm going to make it on time now, actually. Yeah, we should be all right. Traffic is just insane. But yeah, gearing up for the World Cup. Ireland-Scotland Saturday. Listen, we're going to smash them up and win the World Cup. So we got to verbalize these things. I think that's an Irish thing, isn't it? You know what I mean? Like, kind of, we're doing well. You know what I mean? Like, if we're talking in a group, there'll be people who go, ah, they're doing well, but it's only a matter of time before something happens, you know? Their legs fall off, their teeth fall out, they're struck by lightning. You know what I mean? We're not supposed to be doing well, you know? It's a weird kind of ingrained thing in us, which is weird. I don't know why that is. Because, like, we're great at a huge amount of things in Ireland, but we don't let ourselves be favourites for anything. You know? Maybe it's from the years of the English, I don't know. Whereas with this World Cup and with the Six Nations just gone, I've kind of said, listen, we're going to win it. Verbalise it. If you will it, dude, it is no dream. From the Big Lebowski. So yeah, it's going to be good. Scotland on Saturday, and then the knockouts start the following Saturday, I believe. So yeah, it's going to be a good one. Currently on the M50, which is the biggest pain in the hoop in the world. I'm trying to find the Lewis Park and Ride, which is a great idea in name, not so much in what it actually is. Park, yes, but there's very little riding happening. Now, it may be a hot spot of dogging activity, but that doesn't happen at 20 to 9 on a Wednesday morning. Now, I assume not. I don't like getting up in the morning. Sometimes parts of me wake up before I do, but that's rare. So yeah, we'll see. I'll let you know when I get parked. I'll let you know. Has there been any dogging at the Park and Ride in Carrick Mines? Park and Ride at Carrick Mines sounds like a film I accidentally starred in college. But yeah, nothing else really going on. I'm wearing a suit. I feel like I'm in trouble. But I hope you're well. I hope this Wednesday is the best Wednesday of the year so far. I hope Thursday is even better. We're getting into weird times. You can feel things turning around a wee bit. You may feel attacked. You may feel under pressure. Well, under pressure is a different thing. Everyone feels pressure. But I promise you, no one is attacking you. Certainly no stranger is attacking you. Because no stranger cares. Listen to the opinions of people you love and trust. Not people you don't know. That's my words of wisdom for today. I am talking slowly because I'm trying to... This is the equivalent of turning down the radio to see where you're going in the car. Lewis, park and ride. I've got you in my sights. So yeah, I hope you're well. I hope you're whoever you like is well. And sorry, I don't know where I am. Let's finish like this. Let's hug those we love. Let's tolerate those we don't. But let's always look really good in tight jeans.